What's up, guys? Welcome back to Creator Podcast. My name is Sebastian.
My name is Natia Bena.
This episode is a special one because we're going to be talking about the one thing that we are passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that creators have value and
yes.
most people don't necessarily understand what that value is.
Yeah.
And I just like the simple idea that we're going to be breaking down what kind of value that creators give to
yes.
either the brands they partner with.
Yep.
Other creators, the communities they operate in,
mm-hmm.
and just the entirety of them being
yeah.
creators.
Yes.
When it comes to creator value, what mm-hmm. is your understanding of that?
Creator value is basically what you bring to the table. You
yeah.
know? And of course, for a corporate to want to bring you to the table, they must have seen something.
Yeah.
It could be numbers, that is the number of followers you have.
Yeah.
It could be your values. I don't know how many of them look at that.
Yeah,
I don't know how
yeah.
many of them dig into that as an aspect.
Yeah.
It could be personality, because I mean, some personalities go with particular brands.
What
else do you think? I mean,
for me, it's just the ability of other people or other brands or,
yes.
or other entities
uh-huh.
being able to achieve brand extension
mm-hmm.
through partnership with these creators.
Yes.
So if you have a brand and you're looking to market it, can this creator then help you reach an audience that you didn't have?
Yeah.
Or can they introduce your product
mm-hmm.
to people who didn't even know about this product? And
yes.
I've seen a lot of companies
yeah.
are now using creators as means or ways or tools, which is a very weird concept. I don't like thinking of creators as tools.
Yeah.
But brands see them that way.
Yes.
So they see them as tools
yeah.
or avenues to reach a new audience. So they would launch a new product in partnership with creators.
Mm-hmm.
They would try and create above the line awareness of the brand, of their brand
yeah.
through partnership with creators.
Yes.
And I think the best way to break it down is sort of give examples.
Yeah.
And I think you should be the one to give us the first example.
I feel like there are several of them, but what brings about the value
yeah.
of a creator to a brand. So there's the marketing aspect.
Yeah.
You know, like for a creator who has numbers, or they might not have numbers, but then
they have an influence.
They have an influence to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So there's marketing. And number two, there is sales.
Even before you talk about sales.
Yes.
Just to add on the marketing aspect
mm-hmm,
of it,
mm-hmm.
There's always, there's two ways. If
yeah.
you're looking to market your product.
Yes.
Number one, you're just trying to create top of mind awareness of
yes.
your brand.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a creator who has a bigger number
mm-hmm.
and you just want people to talk about who you are so that when they finally make a decision to purchase,
yeah.
they remember you.
Mm.
And then there's that element of working with an influencer or a creator
yeah.
to push sales.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two way. It's either marketing that is designed to push the brand so that it's
yeah.
top of mind.
Uh-huh.
And then there's marketing that is now designed specifically to push sales. And
yes.
such would have examples of creators having promo codes.
Yes.
So if I follow you
mm-hmm.
On Instagram,
yeah.
what is your Instagram? Or you want us to follow you on the road?
My private Instagram is Natia Beno.
Yeah, so if I follow you on your private Instagram, Natia
yes.
Beno, can you influence me to buy something? So brands will look at it from two way.
Yes.
Can this creator help us push sales?
Mm-hmm.
And if yes, then they'll be like, we're going to give you a code.
Yeah.
Natia Beno.
Mm-hmm.
And every time someone uses this code.
Yes.
Then we're able to tell that Nati helped us push more product
mm-hmm.
compared to Sebastian.
Yes.
So those would be the two ways of marketing.
Yeah.
There's a broader aspect of marketing and the different channels that people can use.
Yeah.
But in entirety or in simplicity, those are the two main agendas
yes.
of marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Which tags along with sales anyway.
Yes,
yes,
yes. Yes.
There's also brand association.
Okay.
It's more like, from how I understand that,
yeah.
it could mean an individual who's a creator
yeah.
understanding more about a particular brand.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because you will not want to associate with something that you don't understand.
Mm,
it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Putting out there advertising or maybe trying to push something that you as a person also understand and are okay with.
Yeah. Something you use.
Yes.
Yeah. I think brand association, works best, especially for new products mm-hmm. or new startups or companies.
Yes.
So if you're building, say, a tech product mm-hmm. for creators,
yes,
it would make sense to partner with a well-respected creator who has influence in the creator community.
Yes.
So these other people or the followers that this creator have,
mm-hmm.
when they see this specific creator who has influence endorsing this product,
yes,
then they feel like, okay, if Nati can associate with this thing yeah. and endorse it, quote
mm-hmm.
unquote,
mm-hmm.
then it must be a good product.
Yes.
So that would be my way of breaking down the brand association.
Yes.
So brands are leveraging this creator's
mm-hmm.
numbers
yeah.
and influence to sort of either break into the market
mm-hmm.
or extend their brand promise or just to tap into what that creator has already built.
Yeah, that's for
and
sure.
And in most cases,
mm-hmm.
that means more money for the creator because they know that you need them.
Yes.
So I'm always for platforms or agreements
mm.
and contracts that
yeah.
put more money in the creator's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a creator and you know that you have value, whenever
yeah.
you have this sort of proposal on your table,
yeah.
you need to really think it through.
Mm.
Are they just using you for brand association?
Yeah.
Or is it something else?
Yes.
Brand associations will always pay more compared to sales because
that's for sure
you can't necessarily promise sales.
You cannot promise sales because
yeah.
I mean you're not a salesperson, you're just a face
yeah, yeah.
that is used there for the brand
mm.
and not everyone who maybe tries to look at that face will convert into a sale
yeah,
yeah. So it's all different.
Association is this
it,
is
it,
what
it
I
goes,
have to offer
yeah
pay me
it goes farther than just
yeah especially
yes.
it has deeper pockets
yes
yeah what would be the other one
the impact and this I would relate it to corporate responsibility social
CSR.
yeah CSR
yeah
because I don't know I've not seen a lot of that
so I've seen I think in Kenya the one creator who I've seen have an impact
yeah.
There are many, of course, but the one who I've seen a lot of people are sort of listening to.
Mm.
Because for you to be an impact creator,
yeah.
you have to have this brand loyalty with
mm.
your... Like the people who follow you have to be loyal followers.
They do.
Yeah.
yeah.
So the one person that I feel has that
mm-hmm.
is Lynn Ngugi because of her
yes.
human impact stories.
Yes.
So whenever she has a project that has to do with impact and giving back and supporting someone who is in need,
yeah.
her people always come through. And the reason why they do that is because they feel like she's genuine
mm-hmm.
and she's 100% doing this out of the goodness of her heart. Of
yes.
course, she's going to make money
mm-hmm.
if at all that is the end goal.
Yeah.
But her followers already know that
yes.
this is what she does. She's
mm-hmm.
genuine about it.
Yeah.
And she's always transparent about such engagement, especially when people give her money.
Yeah.
And if you think about it
mm-hmm.
from the value that comes with,
yeah,
it's two-way. So she has an impact to the community that
yeah.
she operates in.
That's true.
And brands can also partner with her to extend their impact.
Mm.
I saw she did something with Optiven.
Okay.
The real estate company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were giving away a piece of land or a house. But they partnered with her to do that. And the reason why they did that
mm.
is because they already knew her from Tuko. She had done a lot of impact stories, human
yeah.
interest stories.
Yes.
And I don't think there's anyone who can refute the fact that
yep.
she's genuine about it.
She is. I mean,
yeah. So if you look at the value in that aspect, it's two-way. It's to the community and it's to the brand. So
mm.
if we wanted to do something for a specific audience that we feel like can connect with what she does,
yeah,
or an audience that she already have and
mm-hmm.
has and we want to tap into that,
yeah,
then that would be a good example of a creator value.
That's true.
That she can actually use to open a lot of doors
mm.
that not any other creator can do.
Yeah.
And being an impact creator, I feel like goes way beyond you.
It goes way beyond an individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, like what she does is after people have given funds
mm.
for a particular person or a particular project,
yeah,
she goes back and gives a feedback and shows you how your money was used.
Yeah, like a progress report.
Yeah, progress report, which
yeah.
I think is very important.
It is.
And not
is.
Many creatives or people who are in that level of position do that because maybe they don't see it necessary. But you see, at the end of the day, you have to be accountable.
There's that thing of they don't think it's necessary, but to be honest, a lot of them don't do these things because they're impact creators.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... I'm avoiding the word con because I don't want to be negative. But
let's just say peer influence.
You know, con is con. If you con people, you're con. Because I remember there's
but you
this
want
guy.
Me to sound better. So that's why I'm not going to use that. Let me use peer influence because...
let me give you an example first. You remember that time when... this lady came out on Twitter and she was like, I'm a single mom, I need
oh,
help.
Yeah.
And guys raised a lot of money.
Yes.
Almost a million Kenya shillings.
Yeah.
Only for it to be, for it to come out and guys say, by the way, it's not even the lady who was typing. It was a guy.
Yes.
So when you see such situations happening, you are more wary when it comes to who to give your money to.
Yes.
And... because a lot of people, regardless of not having a lot, find satisfaction in giving back and helping other people.
Yes.
So I might be going through my own issues, but I look at you and I'm like, I can send you this 50 bob or this 100 bob.
Yeah.
And it will actually make a big change.
Mm.
So instead of worrying about my $1 million problem, I'm like, oh, I have 1,000 bob, let me send you 100 bob.
Yes.
And if God sees my heart, maybe he can help me also sort my issues.
Yeah.
So when you are a genuine creator who is driven by impact, then it's easier for people to support you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, you cut me off. But I was trying to say, there's a lot of peer influence where I see one person doing this and I want to do the same.
Or it duplicate might, it.
Or duplicate.
Yeah.
And also, you know, like people just love praises, especially verbal praises. And I know a lot of creators, especially those who have big names, they love that a lot. It's okay.
It's a PR game for them.
But you see, there's accountability that is forever attached to whatever it is that you're trying to do, irrespective of who it is you're trying to help out.
Yeah.
There are a lot of con stories anyway. A lot of them. It's not only that.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I even saw it with the baby Aya's story.
Oh, the kid who was raising 200 million.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go into depth, but there was a story. Nobody knows whether there's... what is attached behind what was starting to be spoken about.
Yeah.
But there was a story.
Yeah,
and you can imagine how strenuous it was for this baby to be able to raise that much.
For the mother. Was it the baby raising or the
it's
mom?
The baby who was sick. So it was not for the mother. It was for the baby.
Yeah, but again, like you're saying, and for such a case, especially with the kinds of amounts that were involved, there was, like, we all knew there was going to be an issue with money at some point.
But do you know that it's very important to at least give an update, tell people, I'm sorry, I did contribute anyway, but for those who contributed, they would want to know, did this baby get well?
Yeah.
You know, because they were contributing towards the baby getting some sort of
medication. Has there been any report about...
unless we try and find a report, but I'm not sure, because if
it
was there, we should have seen, we should have bumped into it the same way you bumped into the posters when they were soliciting money and stuff.
And it was a big story, because I remember even US celebrities sharing the same thing.
Yeah.
So if she got better, I'm very sure mainstream media would have jumped on the opportunity to tell that story, because even if you look at the history of how Kenyans have come through for other people.
Yeah.
The Kenyans are always willing to give as long as they know this money is going to a genuine
cause. Yeah.
And there's going to be sort of accountability to it. We saw it with Kenyans for Kenyans.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it with, there's another campaign that was done during the drought period.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it with this baby Aya story, because a lot of the money that was contributed was actually because of pooling of funds, and celebrities, kind of celebrities played a very big role in that.
Yes.
Of course, we had other celebrities from outside Kenya participating,
mm-hmm.
but largely that money came out of Kenyans' pockets.
Yes.
You know, so again, going back to Lynn Ngugi, when a creator is genuine and you can feel like what they're doing is
yeah.
authentic,
uh-huh.
that is value that they can actually use to trade. And mm-hmm. if I was in her shoes,
yeah.
I would actually go further and now set up an NGO or a non-profit.
Yeah.
Just to extend that, because that is one of the ways to build legacy.
Yeah, nothing beats accountability.
Yeah.
It's as simple yeah. as that. So if you want to be impactful,
yeah.
I mean, just be accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the other value aspect?
That the other value aspect would be, I mean, as a creator, there's always the need to build your network
Mm.
and interaction level.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to stick around the same people working for the same brands.
Yeah.
If you're looking to expand,
Mm.
then your networking, your interactions also have to go to a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen different YouTubers mm-hmm. and mostly YouTubers from the States.
Yes.
There's one called Babish.
Mm-hmm.
I like his content. He's a food channel. He's a food channel.
Okay.
And he's always cutting something, either it's vegetables or meat.
Mm.
And he's come out and launched a brand of knives, like chef knives.
Are you sure he's not run out of what to cut?
No, because
you said he's always cutting something. I'm like, okay, how many things are there to be cut?
I think it wasn't a coincidence.
Okay,
you see the way Kenyan creators and African creators in general just mm-hmm. keep creating content and then hope that out of the content they've created, they're going to be able to build something,
mm.
you know, like a merchandise line
yeah.
or a product
yeah.
out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when it comes to creators in the States,
mm-hmm.
everything is well thought out. And I hope that our African sisters and brothers can mm-hmm. borrow some of these ideas.
It's high time.
Yeah. Because mm. if you look at this guy's videos,
mm.
the camera is always strategically positioned.
Yeah.
To give highlight to the knife.
Mm.
And he did that for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then guys started asking, are we gonna see a knife brand? Like the way he does it, or he did it at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was as if he was social engineering his audience.
Yes.
You see the way you keep showing a certain thing mm. over and over and over.
Yeah.
And the human mind is like, I need to address this.
Yeah.
You know the way. And I think it's how the mind works. You see mm. something over and over, or you see, it's like someone seeing you in the same t-shirt or in the same color of t-shirt.
Like Zuckerberg.
Yeah. At some point,
yeah.
they're going to ask you, hey, what's the deal with this black t-shirt or
yeah.
this white t-shirt?
Yeah.
Do you only have one t-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a point of conversation.
Yes.
And I feel like this guy did this knife thing intentionally so
mm.
that his audience feel
yeah.
like they're the ones who came up with the idea. You get?
Yeah.
So, when you look at it from a creator value or
yeah.
a creator value perspective,
mm-hmm.
he built his value
yeah.
through cooking
mm-hmm.
and creating these videos.
Yes.
But he was very smart about the way he did it.
Yeah.
And he translated that value
yeah.
into a product.
Yes.
So, I feel like sometimes the creator value is in their name, not anything else. Because
yes.
I don't think he has a factory to manufacture this
no
knives.
They don't.
He just partners
no.
with whoever manufactures it.
Yeah,
but the reason why you're buying it is because of his name. It's the same reason why people buy Nikes,
yes.
Jordan. It's the same reason why people buy Apple products.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason why we buy any other designer product.
Yes,
because of the name.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing that creators have, or the biggest value that creators have, it's their name. And it takes a lot of time to build it, but if you're going to make sure that it has value, then you have to protect it.
But it has to be a relatable product.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think if if Nike came out with a bug and
uh-huh.
called it Jordans, people
yeah.
would still buy it. Because
but that's a bug. Can
yeah.
you think of something else?
Yeah.
Let's say Nike computers.
No. It would have to be.
Yeah.
You see, now, when it comes to creators plastering their names on products.
Yes.
It goes back to how do people know you? You get. So, having that ability to transfer your name from industry to industry or from product to product
mm-hmm.
goes back to how people know you or how people relate to you.
That's what I mean. It has to be relatable. In terms of Babish,
yes,
he's a chef.
Yeah, it goes
he with has a knife.
Oh, yeah, now I get
that.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Jordan, he has shoes.
Yeah.
Of course, they
can put out socks.
They can put out socks. Their socks, of course. Yeah, they brand on jerseys.
Yeah, anything
basketball,
that has
anything,
to do with sports.
Yes.
Even football. Okay,
even
football
NFL.
So it will have to be
yes.
anything that a basketballer uses.
Yes.
So if you're looking at Babish, then...
But you see, it's not only basketball so far. American football, they also have Jordan brand shoes.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it goes, let's just say sports.
Sports, yeah.
So it's a relatable product to Jordan.
Okay.
The brand
and
the person.
So for me, I think the one thing that I would want creators to pay attention to is their name.
Yes.
Because if you build a good name and
mm-hmm.
a strong name and an influential name, then it's very easy to translate that into anything, quote unquote, relatable, because it's very hard for Babish to have a camera. but you cook.
Yeah.
You know, so
I mean,
he can, the way he has knives, then he can come up with spoons,
yes,
forks,
cutlery in general.
Yeah.
Cutlery.
Yeah, but with names, there are challenges. There's this saying that says it takes 5 years to build a name and 5 seconds to break it.
Yes.
So as you're building your brand as a creator,
mm-hmm.
make sure that you're protecting it, because that is how people will know you.
Yes.
And that is what will make people want to partner with you
mm-hmm.
and invest in you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
I hope you did.
Yeah. And we also hope that you got value from it. If you have any other value, creator values that you can think of, feel
uh-huh.
free to let us know in the comment section. That
yes.
is if you're listening to this on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We are at Creator Podcast. Creator Podcast is CR8 Podcast. Oh. CR8R Podcast. So leave us a comment and let us know what other creator values exist.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this on Anchor, there is an option to respond to this via the voice option.
Yeah.
We're going to play it in the next episode if you do.
Yeah.
And if you're on any other platform, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, all those platforms, you can come and tag us on Instagram.
Yep.
At Creator Podcast,
CR8R
Podcast. And let us know what you feel like we missed out on this episode.
Yes.
You can follow me on Instagram at The Kenyan Entrepreneur.
You can follow me on the road.
Don't follow me on the road. Karateka. Anyway, see you in the next episode.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers and bye.
Bye.